The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of an absolutely crazy hockey game played in Xcel Energy Center, St. Paul, Minnesota. In front of a crowd of 18,675 fans, the final score, the Minnesota Wild 8, the San Jose Sharks 7 in overtime. Here's how it all happened in the first period. There were some good moments early on with Alexander Georgiev and Marc-Andre Fleury trading a couple of decent saves, but the Minnesota Wild would outshoot the Sharks 17-10. Yet the goaltenders kept most of them out until 12:11 of this first period, when Tyler Toffoli, back in action tonight, would score his 29th of the year. The captain, Jared Spurgeon, throws one in, batted down by the glove hand of Georgiev, couldn't quite hold on to it. The Sharks do get it up the ice, and Wennberg flips it rink wide. Here comes Ferraro, across the blue line, stick handling. Sends it in deep to the Minnesota zone, around the boards. There's Wennberg to work it free, centered out in front by Eklund. Here's Toffoli, shoots, he scores! Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund, and the Sharks take the 1-0 lead with 7:49 to go in the first period. That was a pretty good start. Toffoli's 29th from William Eklund and Alex Wennberg. Wennberg winning the puck on the boards, but Eklund a nice laser pass out in front.
Yeah, again, like you said, a laser pass out in front. Some great wall work on plenty of the goals tonight.
But Minnesota would come right back and tie it at 14:16 of the period. Marcus Johansson would get credit. Here come the Wild on the left wing side, and that's a great job by Lucas Carlson to slow things down just a little bit and cause a turnover of the puck. But stickless Thrun, still without it, now has one from somebody, and the Wild shoot anyway and score. So Henry Thrun just gets a stick back, backskated into a good position, but from long distance, Minnesota gets the stick of Marcus Johansson, throwing it toward the goal, and he should get credit for it up top. It is 1-1. Wow, what a crazy play. Another game in which a Sharks defenseman explodes a stick on a one-timer attempt on the offensive blue line seconds before you heard that play. Henry Thrun getting back. It turned out to be Tyler Toffoli's stick. Toffoli's a right shot. Thrun's a lefty, so that was a little awkward. But he got it back, and he was in the defensive zone. And yet Johansson, a little bit away from Thrun, got the puck toward the goal. Got his 10th of the season from Frederick Gaudreau and former Shark Gus Nyquist to make it a 1-1 tie. Then suddenly, Minnesota would take a 2-1 lead, and it would be Brock Faber on the point. Boldy's got it. Stick handles from the left corner, right out in front of the backhand. That one off the crossbar. That was an incredible play by powerful Matt Boldy. He's done that a lot against the Sharks this year, and very fortunate that that puck did not go in.
Well, yeah, he faked that forehand shot there and goes to the backhand. He rips that thing up high.
Now he throws back to the point. Faber shoots. Score! That one went off the post. You can hear that all the way out in Matamidi. That was how loud that was, and both Faber was able to knock that free. All of that set up by Matt Boldy's great shift. And so Boldy, his first of a 4-point, 4-assist night, would be a major player tonight. But Brock Faber, with his 9th of the season, assisted by Boldy, would make it 2-1 Minnesota at the end of one. Still, things were pretty tight defensively. The goaltenders were playing well, and we didn't have any signs that things were going to explode.
Yeah, we were talking about how tight the neutral zone was. We thought it was a lot of low plays down off of the cycles, but things sure opened up from there.
Well, 3 goals, 1:07 apart in period number 2, definitely opened things up. The San Jose Sharks would get credit for the first one, and that would even the score at 2, and it would be Macklin Celebrini's first of 3 goals on the night. Thompson on the point grab, shoots one wide. It popped back to Ferraro, left point in the Minnesota zone. Sends behind the goal line to a backskating Will Smith. Swept it off the boards. There's Thompson stopping it, shooting it. Save made, rebound, score! Macklin Celebrini right in front of the net. Ties the game 2-2. And Macklin's lengthy goalless drought comes to an end. And San Jose's all even. Great goal by Macklin Celebrini, assisted by Jack Thompson and Will Smith. Celebrini's first of 3 goals and 5 points on the night, and Smith's first assist in a 1-goal, 3-assist evening. Jack Thompson getting the puck to the net. That was at 7:29 of the second period to make the score 2-2. But that lead would not last long. It would last 19 seconds, in fact, as Joel Eriksson Ek, back in action after sitting out 22 of the last 23 games for Minnesota, was just a powerful man this evening. Now here comes Minnesota moving in. A chance for Foligno and a sprawling stick save made by Georgiev. Another stop, but then they score. Alexander Georgiev with two spectacular saves off Foligno, but big Joel Eriksson Ek, you can't move him in front. And as he scrambled around to get back into position, Eriksson Ek back in the lineup tonight after missing 22 of the last 23 games with an injury, makes it 3-2 Minnesota. First of 4 goals on the night for Joel Eriksson Ek. That's a first for him. Marcus Foligno assisted on that one at 7:48, just 19 seconds after Macklin Celebrini tied it. All of a sudden, it was 3-2 Minnesota. But then, at 8 minutes and 36 seconds, completing a minute and 7-second span in which 3 goals were scored, Carl Grundstrom drove to the net, and when you drive to the net, good things happen. Poked away by Ferraro and grabbed by Barkley Goodrow. Knocks it off the right wing glass and gets it out of the zone. But the Minnesota Wild fans really letting their team hear it as they are pushing as hard as they can. Moving in, Grundstrom fanned on it. Taking it back, Lund the shot, save, rebound, Grundstrom, score! Carl Grundstrom bangs that into the net. They're counting this a goal, and Grundstrom with a gigantic pushback for the Sharks evens the score at 3. Cam Lund got his first NHL assist on the play, getting the puck over to Carl Grundstrom. That was at 8:36 of the second period, Grundstrom's third of the year, and suddenly it was 3-3. Then the Sharks would take a 4-3 lead at 12:28 when Macklin Celebrini would get another one. What a masterful defensive play by Celebrini now as he stick handles down the right side and buys some time. Digs the puck free, holding onto it, tipping it to the right. Liljegren's got it, moves down the wing, stick handles deep to the corner and puts on the brakes. He rims it around near side. There's Celebrini with it. Reverses the puck to Smith behind the net. Back for Celebrini. He shoots and he scores. Macklin Celebrini in a give and go with Will Smith. A spectacular play from start to finish. The Sharks lead 4-3. What a goal by Macklin Celebrini. His second of 3 on the night. 12:28 the time in the second period, his 23rd of the season. Will Smith and Tim Liljegren assisted on the play. And with that, Macklin Celebrini had 2 goals in the contest. And at that point in the game, he had tied Pat Falloon for the most points by a rookie in San Jose Sharks history, a record that has stood since the very first San Jose season. But there was a lot more to go. The Sharks were up 4-3 at this point, but then suddenly San Jose would get into penalty trouble. Now, this is one of the craziest things about this game, Scott Hannon, is that Minnesota would get 4 power play opportunities. There were a couple of chances where it looked like the Sharks would get a man advantage, but they never did.
Yeah, I agree. It's just so it's wild how that happened. The Sharks were unhappy on a few of those calls, and the Minnesota power play was on fire.
And so they would get on the ice, and they would tie the game at 4, and it would be Kirill Kaprizov, who had sat out the last 28 games with an injury, back in action tonight after one practice doing battle drills, and here he is with a 4-on-3 power play goal at 17:02. Wild keep it in. They're still on the power play. Zuccarello the shot. Blocked there by Liljegren. Shot by Kaprizov. He scores! Kaprizov got the rebound in the right circle. Ferraro was there defending, but Kaprizov is so quick with a stick, he moved it to his forehand and snapped it, and he barely had enough space to get it by stick side on Georgiev, and that makes it a 4-4 game for Minnesota. Kirill Kaprizov scores on the power play. What a goal that was, his 24th of the season from Matt Zuccarello and Marco Rossi at 17:02 of the second period. But crazy thing is, after scoring that 4-on-3 power play goal, they'd end up with a 5-on-4 opportunity when Alex Wenberg was called for high sticking with only 30 seconds left in the period. What was the result? Well, it was Joel Eriksson Ek again with only 12 seconds remaining in period number 2, putting Minnesota in front 5-4. Here's Boldy, back skating to the middle, throws left circle. Zuccarello looks for Kaprizov. There he is. He tried to throw it to the net. He didn't get all of it, and it was blocked by Ferraro's stick. Now Boldy the shot. Blocked in front. Knockdown. Save. Score. Mario Ferraro was down and shaken up in front of a net. He is in pain, bent over at the edge of the goalie crease. But Matt Boldy sent the puck toward the net with Rossi involved, and that puck, after Georgiev made another spectacular save, bounced out in front. Ferraro couldn't get it because he was doubled over, and the Wild able to somehow jam at it and poke it in. Eriksson Ek got credit for that goal, his second of four on the night, his 11th of the season. With only 12 seconds left in the second period, that was the second power play goal of three that Minnesota would score. Marco Rossi and Matt Boldy assisted on the play, and as you heard, that was it for Mario Ferraro. He blocked a shot with his ankle, was helped off the ice, and did not come back.
Yeah, that one didn't look good at all. As he turned his foot, you opened up the middle part of the ankle there to that shot, and that was a bomb by Boldy.
And so, at the end of the second period, the score was 5-4 Minnesota, and the Wild would get yet another power play early in the third. 37 seconds after the opening faceoff, Lucas Carlson took a two-minute tripping call. And so, Minnesota was on the power play again. And it would be Joel Eriksson Ek that would come up with this one. Now it's Zuccarello on the point. Cross ice, Boldy, back to Zuccarello. He shoots, save, rebound, poke, that score! That's Eriksson Ek. He's going to get the hat trick right in front of a goal, winning the physical battle, making it 6-4 Minnesota. The Wild have scored three power play goals in four attempts tonight. Kaprizov and Zuccarello assisted on that goal. Joel Eriksson Ek's hat trick, his 12th of the season, making it 6-4 Minnesota. But Eriksson Ek would come right back on the ice. And guess what? He would score yet again to make it a 7-4 Minnesota lead. Can you believe it? Minnesota was flying. Off the faceoff, centered, and Eriksson Ek going for four goals, rips one wide of the net. Man, oh man, Ashevitz. These guys are really playing great hockey here, coming back from injury. Boldy, four assists for the first time ever. DeCandles throws it to the slot. Eriksson Ek scores! That's five assists for Boldy, and four goals for Eriksson Ek. It's 7-4 Minnesota. Not only that, it was a natural hat trick for Eriksson Ek, including his fourth goal of the game. Boldy and Foligno got the assists. As it turned out, they changed one of the goals, so Boldy ended up with a career-best four assists in the game. And the result was another even-strength goal, this time by Eriksson Ek, his third consecutive goal in the game, a natural hat trick, his fourth goal of the game, a career-best. And all of a sudden, it was 7-4 Minnesota. This is where the Sharks in prior years would have collapsed. Boldy and Foligno assisting on the play, by the way, but the Sharks refused to yield.
No, they did. They came back hard tonight, showed a lot of pride in coming back in this game.
Also, they came back with their kids getting it done. A real positive look at the future for San Jose Sharks hockey. The score was 7-4. There was 2:06 into the third period. Minnesota looked like they had taken total control of the game. But put together only a couple of games ago, Macklin Celebrini and Nikolai Kovalenko and Will Smith really were cruising tonight. And it would be Kovalenko that would get credit for the goal that got the Sharks' rally started at 4:44 of the third. Good job, Will Smith, there. And he snaps one across the rink, and Macklin Celebrini carries to center ice. Lead on the right front. Protects the puck, gains the zone. Celebrini centers. Here's Kovalenko. Score! Macklin Celebrini has just become the all-time leader for the San Jose Sharks. Most points in a season by a rookie. And it comes on an assist on a goal by Nikolai Kovalenko. It makes the score the Wild 7 and the Sharks 5. That was the start of the comeback at 4:44 of the third. Kovalenko 7th from Celebrini and Henry Thrun. Good puck protection by Thrun to get that play started. And certainly atoning for when he lost his stick earlier in the game. So that made it 7-5. Macklin Celebrini was a man on a mission, and he would again complete the hat trick here and make the score 7-6 at the 10:02 mark of the third. Here's Will Smith in the offensive end, taking a look, moving behind the goal, centering for Celebrini. He scores! Macklin Celebrini, his first National Hockey League hat trick from Will Smith, and the Sharks make it a 7-6 game, and there's still time. Smith and Jack Thompson assisted on the play, so Jack Thompson, a couple of assists tonight.
Yeah, again, he's doing a great job on the blue line, getting pucks to the net. So important not to get those blocked. Great job by him.
So the Sharks fought back this hard, this long, to make it a 7-6 game. There was no reason to believe that they wouldn't have the confidence to pull goaltender Georgiev and get out there with the extra attacker and make the tying goal happen. Wouldn't you know it? It would be Will Smith who would score a beauty, assisted by Tim Liljegren and Macklin Celebrini, a little bit less than a minute remaining in the third. Off to the left side of Fleury. Toffoli right in there, hammering at the puck. Smith digging it free, trying to get it loose. He pokes at it. He hangs on. He gives it to Toffoli, who rims it around all the way to Celebrini on the point. Throws it across. Liljegren holds it. Dishes off. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game. 7-7 with a spectacular wrist shot that went off the post and into the net. 50.4 seconds remaining in the game, and Will Smith has 4 points. An amazing tying goal by Will Smith. 4 points for him, and with an assist on that, Celebrini picked up his 5th point of the game. The official time, 19:08 of the third period. Will Smith, 17th, from Tim Liljegren and Macklin Celebrini, made it 7-7, and then we went to overtime. What else could possibly happen in OT? Well, the shots were going to be 1-0 in favor of Minnesota. Wild ended up with 44 shots in the game to the Sharks 31. But that one goal that Minnesota, or that one shot that Minnesota was looking for, would prove to be the game winner after the Sharks had several opportunities that did not get to the net. And then the group got a little tired, and then they got Kaprizov on the ice. The Sharks are a little bit tired here, and they want Kaprizov to energetically go into the zone. Kaprizov gets the drop at the red line. He moves in with speed right down the middle. Across the line, little drop pass. Zuccarello's got it back to Kaprizov, and he scores! So Kirill Kaprizov gets the game winner in overtime to make it 8-7, the final in favor of Minnesota. The Sharks fought all the way back from being down by 3 goals in the third period. But the man who comes back from injury is the man of the hour, and there were 2 of them for Minnesota. Joel Eriksson-Ek, 4 goals, and Kirill Kaprizov, a pair, his 24th and 25th of the year. The last one, the game winner. And Marc-Andre Fleury passes Martin Brodeur into first place all time in the history of the NHL for most overtime wins in NHL history with 70. An unbelievable finish. The Sharks did not win the game, but if you had a ticket to this game, you were treated to a very exciting contest, regardless of who you rooted for. Final score, 8-7 in favor of Minnesota in overtime.
Yeah, you definitely got your money's worth for the ticket price tonight. It was an electric game, a lot of back and forth, big goals, big big series, and a big finish.
That's it for the Sharks Instant Replay here at Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.